Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk. How's your afternoon going? Hopefully you'll have a lot to do this afternoon. I don't think it's going to be so hot today, and today is also Marion County's 40th something Marion Popcorn
Festival,
Parade and Festival going on here for this weekend, and hopefully some of you will find your way here. I think we have some live entertainment. I don't really have that rundown, but there will be a lot going on, a lot of food, places to eat, and other type of activities for people to do.
Oh, I do know there's a free event for seniors. I think not just seniors, but mainly seniors at the Palace. I think it's at 2 o'clock today. It's a Billy Joel impersonator.
Really?
Yeah. So
at
I do know
today?
That's what, 2 o'clock today at the Palace.
2 o'clock today at the Palace. So there's a lot going on down in Marion, Ohio. So if you're in the listening area and not too far away, maybe you can get your family in the car and drive here and enjoy some of our festivities this weekend. As I said earlier, this is Linda Sims Pickett from WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH, okay? Or call in during this live broadcast, 740-383-9944, if you would like to make comments or have any questions for our guest today. Now, don't forget, there's only 122 days remaining in this year. I know many of you probably have already started your Christmas shopping. The autumn leaves are turning colors on the trees and will be falling soon. And we will be looking at a different color scheme. Our oranges and our reds and our browns. Learning so much about our state of Ohio. And like my guest is saying, like the state of all states, everything is here. Every season. We have an advantage of being a part of every season. And you know, when I think about every season, that's why my closets are so full, right? I gotta have a sweater for this, a jacket for that, you know, shorts, pants, the whole thing, you know. So we will continue to enjoy our state. And when I turn my attention to my guests in a few minutes, he will continue telling us about the many things to do in the state of Ohio. I need to share with you some people who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or advertisement. Again, let me repeat, Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Their phone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement for them is free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place September the 16th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have a wellness fitness walk adjacent to their facility, and it is open to the public. We have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. If you are interested in your students being a part of that program, please contact Cheryl Lee once again at 740-262-0939 or go to your local elementary schools. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled Letting Go. It's time to let go of a lot of things, even summer, right? It's fleeting away. Just as the bird has to find the courage to let go of the branch in order to fly, So we also must let go of our branches. If we are to know the exhilaration of soaring to the highest potential of our life, the branches we hold to are our inner attachments, our beliefs, ideas, and memories. And then there are the outer attachments. People, possessions, positions, and privileges are a few. But as long as we hold on to them, we will live in fear of letting go and loss. We will never be free. And just watch those birds by letting go of one branch. They are able to spend the rest of their life alighting on a million other branches, and they enjoy the view from each. Are you flying and soaring in your life, or are you stuck on one branch, cursing others as they fly past? Go on, try it, let go. Like they say, let go and let God. So now I'm going to turn my attention to Fred Malone. How are you doing this hour, Fred?
Good, wonderful, ready to go.
All right, he's the chairman of the Marion County Historical Society, and he's sharing a lot with us about our state, Ohio.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, you're talking about birds again. We talked about flamingos last time.
Right, right.
My wife and I enjoy sitting on our deck in the evening waiting for the hummingbirds to show
Aww.
Up. You know, I love hummingbirds, and it amazes me that when the weather starts to turn, they fly south to Brazil.
That far?
That far.
It's, wow.
Those teeny tiny birds go that far to winter.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that.
Yeah, Charlie Evers, who, of course, used to be a big
right.
part of this station, Charlie was a big bird lover and was always part of the winter bird count, Christmas bird count, and all that. And he loved hummingbirds, and he was the one that told me that they winter in South America.
But they do flock around certain plants. Do you know what
right.
they are?
No, but I hang my liquid feed out every year so they can come and get the nectar of that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Certain plants, you know, they'll go in and with their little beaks and
right.
and get it. But, yeah, I put nectar out. A lot of people put nectar out every year for them, so they'll attract.
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, yeah, you can get those feeders just about anywhere, but... I just love watching them. They're so beautiful, and there's so many different varieties of them.
Yes, there are.
Thought I would mention, here's some interesting facts about Ohio before we move on
okay.
To the parks. But, of course, the state flag of Ohio is called the Ohio Birgy, and it's the only state flag of the 50 states, it actually looks like a pennant.
Okay.
It doesn't look like a regular flag. Of course, the state bird is a cardinal, which was found in 1933. And President McKinley always wore a cardinal in his lapel. And that came because one of his good friends was was the person that developed the red cardinal. Close friends of McKinley, and so he gave McKinley a cardinal to wear. And from the time McKinley was elected governor until the time he was assassinated, basically, he always had a red cardinal in his lapel every day.
Okay.
The state flower is red carnation. Well, I say red cardinal, red carnation. carnation is the state flower, cardinal is the bird.
Right.
Buckeye is our state tree. The state insect is a ladybug. I don't think a lot of people know that. And, of course, our state animal is a white-tailed deer.
Have a lot of those.
Yes, we do. A lot of information. People Google everything on their phone now. Mm-hmm. If they want to go someplace, they Google it, and they get their
sure.
directions from a Google. I'm a map guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a map guy because my dad taught me how to read a map when I was about 6 years old. And so I still carry maps in all of my cars.
Okay.
And you can get a lot of information from a map. That's where most of the information I'm talking about today came from, is on a map. There's 88 counties in Ohio. Population density around 280 people per square mile. The largest county in Ohio is Ashtabula. That's up north on the lake. And the smallest county is also up on the lake, and that's called Lake County. Lake County only has 232 square miles, and Ashtabula has 711. The highest point in Ohio is a place called Campbell Hill over in Logan County. It's 1,550 feet above sea level, and it's just outside of Bell Fountain if you'd like to go there. And there's a marker there.
Okay.
So you can go and stop and have your picture taken at the highest point in Ohio. The lowest point in Ohio, however, is near Cincinnati in Hamilton County. It's 433 feet above sea level, but it's in the middle of the Ohio River. So I don't think you can get your picture taken there. What we talked about earlier today, you can drive from any point here in any direction in about 3 hours, and you can touch all four corners of Ohio.
Right.
The length of the state to the extreme north to the extreme south is 205 miles. The width of the state, extreme west to the extreme east, is only 230 miles.
Okay.
So it's a relatively small state compared to what some states are.
Yes.
Kind of a middle-of-the-road state. But the nice thing about it is, again, you can drive just about any place.
In a day.
Yeah. And even come home at night if you want to. So we left off with the Hockey Hill State Park. I want to go on to some of my favorite parks that I've stayed in. Lake Hope. One of the little-known state parks in Ohio. It's a smaller state park, but they have a beautiful lodge there. No rooms in the lodge, but they have great cabins that you can rent. The lodge does serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner,
right.
So you can stay in a cabin and not have to cook. However, if you want to cook, they're beautifully equipped. They've got everything you need right there. All you have to do is take your food. And that's pretty much the same with almost all of the state parks that have cabins. The cabins are usually pretty well fully furnished with everything, including bedding.
Okay.
The only thing you have to do is take the food if you want to do your own cooking. Lake Hope is located in Athens County. Burr Oak State Park, that is also near Athens County. It's not too far from Nelsonville. Nelsonville is the home of the Parade of the Hills. Have you ever heard of the Parade of the Hills?
No,
been going on for years and years. I think they're maybe into their 50-some years of having the Parade of the Hills. Over the years, it's developed and gotten larger and larger. They now have the National Fiddle Championship held in Nelsonville every year. I think it's part of the Parade of the Hills. But Burr Oak is just outside of Nelsonville. I'm not sure if it's still in Athens County or not, but it's in that general area. Again, they have a lodge there. And they have cabins. You can stay in their lodge. Their lodge has rooms. It also has a restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Deer Creek State Park is in, I'm not sure if that's Ross County or not, but it's real near Washington Courthouse, if you know where that is. About an hour and 15 minutes southwest of Columbus. Also a great place. Beautiful lake there. A lot of hiking trails there. Salt Fork State Park is over on the eastern part of the state. That's just outside of Cambridge, Ohio. That is the largest area-wise of all the state parks in Ohio, Salt
right.
Fork. Has a huge lake there. I forget how many acres the lake takes in. The lodge is absolutely gorgeous. You can also rent cabins there, stay in the lodge. They have a golf course there, a nationally known golf course. Just a beautiful place. If you're a golfer, great place to go. The only thing I'll say is be prepared, because I don't think there's a level lie any place in the golf course. It's all hilly.
Oh,
up and down, up and down, up and down. Shawnee, we talked about earlier. Punderson Park State Park is up in northeast Ohio, would be east of the Cleveland area, pretty much near the lake. Again, they have a lodge, cabins. Maumee Bay Park is near Oregon, Ohio, which is just on the eastern side of Toledo. Oregon's a suburb.
You don't hear about that
of Ohio.
Place
no, but it's absolutely gorgeous. Their lodge is, it's fairly new. The lodge is fairly new within the last 10 years, but it's right on Lake Erie.
Wow.
My son actually worked in the park in the summertime when he was going to college up in the Toledo area, two summers. And my wife and I and our friends, Tom and Carolyn, who portray the Benjamin Harrisons for President's Dinners, we every year we go to a different state park, and this year we're going up to Maumee Bay in October. So I can let you know in November how it was.
Okay.
But it's absolutely gorgeous, and we've seen a lot of pictures of it, and we'll be staying in a cabin up there. Houston Woods, which is down in the southwest corner of the state, not too awfully far from Cincinnati. It's right outside of Oxford, Ohio,
right?
Which is Oxford is the home of Miami of Ohio University. Miami used to be the Red Legs, but I think they changed the name. But anyway, also a very beautiful park. They have cabins. They have a beautiful lodge there. And they have a beautiful golf course there, too, if you're a golfer. Again, some hills, not quite as bad as what Salt Fork is, but it's also a great place to be. A lot of hiking trails there. And, of course, the nice thing about that one is if you want to do some city seeing, you can go to one of my favorite cities, the Queen City, Cincinnati.
Yes,
the Queen City on the river. When I was a young kid, my grandfather, who had worked for the Baltimore and Ohio Railway and then retired from the post office, used to take his annual vacation by himself without my grandmother.
Really?
He would go to Cincinnati, get on the Delta Queen, and would ride the riverboat all the way to New Orleans and back.
She didn't like it?
She didn't like it. That was his favorite trip. He did that every year by himself.
Sounds so fun.
Yeah. I told my wife it's on my bucket list. I'd like to do it. But I'm sure when my grandfather did it, it didn't cost $3,000 a person.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. There are a couple of companies that do what they call river cruises in the country. There's one in Canada. And about the cheapest one I've found, I think you can do the Snake River for around $2,500 a person. But they're extremely expensive.
Snake River?
Snake River. Yeah, it dumps into the Mississippi River. Okay. It's in the midwestern part of the country. Okay. When Lewis and Clark did their trip from the east to the west coast trying to find the Northwest Passage, they were on the Snake River a couple of times. Yeah, but it's one of the tributaries of the Mississippi. But anyway, the Queen City, beautiful city, absolutely gorgeous. Of course, home of the Cincinnati Reds, Cincinnati Bengals, and now a soccer team. They have a soccer team there now, too. But one of the first cities settled in Ohio, second only to Marietta, which is on the exact opposite side of the state, on the southeast part of the state, which sets on the Ohio River and is on the confluence of the Muskingum River and the Ohio River. So the Muskingum River dumps into the Ohio River right in Marietta, right behind the Lafayette Hotel. The Lafayette Hotel, the oldest hotel in Cincinnati, one of the older hotels in the state of Ohio, still being operated for about 165, 170 years. Mm. Great place to stay. My wife and I and our friends Tom and Carolyn stayed there a few years ago and toured Marietta. Gorgeous city, typical river city, the first city established in the Northwest Territory or in what was called the Northwest Territory before Ohio became a state in 1803. Marietta had been settled by the Ohio Land Company.
Right.
The Ohio Land Company was a company that was developed to parcel off land in the Northwest Territory for sale to settlers that were wanting to come west. Because in the late 1700s, early 1800s, Ohio was as far west as anybody ventured. So Cincinnati, of course, being downriver from Marietta, became a large industrial city because it sat right on the Ohio River and the confluence of the Ohio River.
Okay.
So, but a lot to see in Cincinnati, a lot to see in Marietta. There are four zoos in the state of Ohio. Cincinnati has one of the four. It's a beautiful zoo, right downtown area. It's open year-round. Of course, Cincinnati, we said, was the home of the Cincinnati Reds. They're in the third stadium now since their existence. The first park that they were in, now I've forgotten the name of it, it was an interesting baseball park because in the outfield, about the last 10 feet of the outfield ran uphill, which, of course, you wouldn't see at a modern-day ballpark. Then they built Riverfront, which is a round stadium that looked like a bowl, and they played in that until they are in their current park, Riverfront. But they were basically all in the same location right on the Ohio River.
Right.
But Cincinnati has a lot to see and do. If you go to Cincinnati, make sure you go downtown and see the Fountain Square. That's a very important part of Cincinnati. It is a gathering point, and it is a very... They call it the diversity point of Cincinnati, where they've tried to bring all races, creeds, and colors together in one location.
Right.
So it's a fantastic place to be. Of course, Kings Island is just outside of Cincinnati. We have to mention Kings Island.
Of course.
So that is the southernmost amusement park in the state of Ohio, and of course the northernmost part would be
Cedar Point
on the other end on Lake Erie. So you got Kings Island in the south and Cedar Point in the north. Marietta, getting back to Marietta, Wonderful place to visit, great place to stay. A lot of history there because of its early connection. Rufus Putnam was the first person that ran the land company there. He was one of the very first settlers there. There was a fort there. Campus Martius Museum is there, a beautiful museum to go to, a lot of history there. There's also a museum of undertaking there. Which it's neither here nor there, but it's interesting. It's interesting. There are actually mounds, prehistoric mounds within the city.
Okay.
One of them was a burial mound right downtown Marietta that now has a regular cemetery built over top of the Indian burial mound.
Wow.
Most of the founders that helped to found Marietta were buried in that cemetery, Rufus Putnam being a one of them. But a wonderful place to go. Don't miss that. They have a university there, Marietta University, Marietta College, a wonderful liberal arts college. Produce a great baseball team every year. But the town is old. It's beautifully well-kept. A lot of great shopping there. If you're an antique lover, there's shopping. You can also go right across the river into West Virginia, and that used to be the home of Fenton Glass.
Wow.
But unfortunately, Fenton Glass is now out of business. But there were a lot of glass factories along the Ohio River. There are very few left. But that was a very popular place to make glass because they could get the sand that was a very necessary for making glass right from the Ohio River. So that's where most of the sand for all the glass factories that grew up along the Ohio River and in the Pittsburgh area, and even up into northern Ohio where they got all their glass from, right through there.
Right, right. I left Marion in 2001, moved all the way to Georgia, to Marietta, Georgia.
Marietta, Georgia, yeah, where there are several Mariettas in the country, yes.
Yes.
And I've been to Marietta, Georgia.
Lived there for 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great city, too.
Never been to Marietta of Ohio.
Oh, you've got to go there. You've got to go there. Plan a trip down there.
Yeah.
Have your husband take you down. Stay at the Lafayette Hotel.
Oh, you
won't regret it. You won't regret it. Great restaurant inside the Lafayette Hotel. Tremendous amount of history there. As I say, it's just full of history. A lot of nice antique shopping in the area. But the sightseeing is well worth it. Take a river cruise. You can take a cruise on a riverboat. It doesn't cost you $3,000.
Good.
It's like $10 or something like
that.
Right. But you go out on a regular paddle wheeler, just like the regular riverboats.
Right.
But you cruise up the river. You go around, there's an island up there. I think you go around the island, you come back. When we were down there a few years ago, we were on the riverboat, and we were cruising down the Ohio River, and somebody said, "Oh, look, an eagle just flew out of a tree, and it flew right over top of our heads on the boat." I'd never seen an eagle that close.
Mm.
I almost felt like I could reach out and touch it. It was about 20 feet above us. Fantastic.
Wow, but it was huge.
But it was huge. The wingspan on the thing, I could not believe. But, yeah, you got to take a riverboat cruise. That's like an hour cruise, something like that.
Oh,
but
that sounds like
fun. It was fun. Yeah. But definitely stay at the Lafayette Hotel. It's well worth the experience to stay there. And the Muskingum River is right behind it. And, of course, if you got on the Muskingum River and went due north, you'd end up in Zanesville.
Mm.
And Zanesville, Ohio, of course, is known for its pottery works, clay pottery, a lot of clay found in that area. So a lot of clay was made right there. And they're famous, of course, for the Y Bridge. Have you ever heard of the Y Bridge before?
I have not.
There are three bridges that come together over the Muskingum River in the form of a Y.
Hmm.
I think one is a railroad bridge. The other two are cars and pedestrians. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's famous for the Y Bridge. If you look up Zanesville, it's going to pop up Y Bridge. But also a great place to go. An old city, very old city. A lot of history there. Really good antiquing there if you're into antiques. And again, a good place to find pottery, both antique and modern day. They're still making pottery there.
Okay.
In fact, Marion has cardinals located all over the street.
Right.
Zanesville has urns. Big urns, about 10 feet tall, scattered all over their town. Yeah,
wow.
That's their thing, urns, because it was a clay city.
Right.
And you can also take a ride on a paddle wheeler there. The Lorena is the paddle wheeler that's named there, and it was named for a Civil War song called Lorena. So make sure you get on that and take a little ride on that if you go there, too. And again, most of these things are relatively inexpensive things that you can do. So that's one of my other favorite cities is Zanesville. One of my other favorite cities is Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Okay.
You ever hear of Yellow Springs? Home to Antioch College. Antioch College, their most famous alumnus, Coretta Scott King, graduated from Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio. One of the other famous ones, Rod Serling. Rod Serling, who used to work for WMRN and lived in Marion for 3 years and wrote The Twilight Zone,
right.
Went to Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Yellow Springs, Ohio, it's like stepping back in to the 1960s. Mm. Still today, it was a big hippie town back in the 60s. Antioch College was a town with very much, Antioch College was a liberal school, liberal arts school, and it was what they called a pass or fail college. You didn't get grades, you either passed or you failed. So when you got your diploma at the end of 4 years, it says you were a graduate of either, you know, whatever your major was, you know, you had a bachelor's degree in this or whatever. But when you went to apply for a job, you had no grade transcript. Your transcript just said you passed.
Right.
So I had a couple buddies that I went to high school with that were going to go to Antioch. And I oftentimes wondered if they had problems getting a job down the road because there was nothing for them to look to see how they did. Because you either failed or you passed.
Right.
Interesting place. But we were down
probably
there.
Better than letters.
Well, you wouldn't want to. Of course, if you got your diploma, you knew you passed. So
yes.
You had to have at least a level C somewhere.
Right, somewhere.
But if you go there today, it is truly like stepping back into the 60s. We took our friends Tom and Carol there a few years ago. And there's a wonderful hiking and bicycle trail that runs through Yellow Springs.
Wow.
It runs all the way down to Cincinnati. Goes all the way up to London, Ohio, and runs all the way down to Cincinnati. But anyway, it's really artsy there. You'll see a lot of tie-dye stuff there. Mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of things that you would have bought when you were in this in the 60s. You'll see that. And the town's really never changed.
Mm.
It's really never changed. The campus is open again. It was closed for a few years. Its enrollment fell way off, and so the college folded. They turned it over to the city of Yellow Springs. The city maintained the property. And just a few years ago, they sold it to a group of people that wanted to start Antioch back out. The last I heard, their enrollment was somewhere around 500. So they're starting to bring the college back.
Okay.
But it's a fabulous place to go. And just outside of Yellow Springs, on the outskirts of the town, is Young's Dairy. Boy, you can't go to Yellow Springs without going to Young's Dairy. Young's Dairy, family-owned dairy, been in business for probably 100 years. They milk all Jerseys, which is near and dear to my heart because when my family had a Jersey at a dairy back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, clear up into the 60s, we milked nothing but Jerseys. Jerseys, it's the purest milk you can get, high in butterfat content. So every gallon of milk, the cream will come to the top.
Right.
So when we sold milk in quart jugs or gallon jugs, it always had a creamer top on it so that the milk would rise to the top.
Right.
Or we would skim the cream off and sell that separately. So, but anyway, Young's Dairy, fantastic place. They've got a restaurant there. They make their own ice cream, yummy, out of Jersey milk.
Love ice
great.
Cream.
Great. Oh, gorgeous. Beautiful. You can see the cows. It's a fantastic place. They've got a couple of putt-putt golf courses there. There's things for the kids to do. The food in the restaurant's absolutely great. So if you go to Yellow Springs, you have to go see Young's Dairy right there at the edge of town. I mentioned there were four zoos in Ohio. Cincinnati was
right.
One of them. Columbus, of course.
Right.
Everyone
Columbus
around
zoo.
Here goes to
yes.
Columbus Zoo. Toledo has a fabulous zoo. The only problem with Toledo Zoo is it's landlocked. It's right in the middle of the city, and it has nowhere to grow.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's all the way around our homes.
Hmm.
But it's a nice little zoo. I think there's maybe 30, 40 acres, something like that, in the zoo. But it's nice, well-kept, very neat, a nice place to go. And Akron has its own zoo. So there are four zoos in the state of Ohio, which is pretty unusual for a state to have four major zoos. So that's really great places for you to go to. Now, we haven't even talked about presidential sites. You know, Ohio is called the birthplace of presidents.
Yes.
Because we actually had 7 presidents born in Ohio and 8 presidents who resided in Ohio. Mm. And, of course, we share President Harrison with because he was born in Virginia
right.
and then moved into Ohio. And also Indiana claims Harrison, too, because he spent some time over there. But no dispute, Harding, born in the Marion area. Now we have the new Harding Presidential Site. We also have the memorial, of course, yes. where he's buried. And we're starting to see more people now come to town.
Good.
Believe it or not, there are a lot of people that do presidential sites, not just in Ohio, but in the entire country.
Okay.
Over the years, being a docent at the museum here in Marion, we get people that will come in and say, we're on a presidential site tour. And they will have been to all of the sites, not just in Ohio, but throughout the state of Ohio. So
okay.
it's a pretty interesting thing. William McKinley, of course, born in Niles, Ohio, went to school in Poland, Ohio, ended up in Canton, Ohio, where he made his home, where he met his wife, mm-hmm. Ida Saxon, whose father was a big banker in Canton. McKinley went off to serve in the Civil War, came back to Ohio, taught school for a while, ended up going to law school in Pennsylvania, and ended up being elected governor. Did the Front Porch Campaign from his home in Canton,
yes.
Ohio, was elected president in 1896, reelected again in 1900, was assassinated in 1901,
mm.
and, of course, was buried back in Canton. So okay. his home is there. You can see his memorial. He's buried there. It's a very impressive memorial. If you've ever been there, ever seen it,
no.
You walk up about 500 steps to get to it. It's a huge temple built up on top of this hill, and it's absolutely gorgeous. The museum is right there nearby. The original home that he and his wife lived in was torn down years ago, and a hospital was built in place of it. But you can see the Saxton home where they lived right after they were married with her father. And the First Ladies Museum is also right there close by. First Ladies of Ohio Museum is right there. Well, actually, First Ladies Museum, period, not just Ohio.
Right.
But that's right there, too. So Canton's a great place to be, too. Of course, the Football Hall of Fame is located in Canton.
Okay.
They play the Hall of Fame game every year in that gorgeous stadium that's built right behind the Hall of Fame. If you've never been to the Football Hall of Fame in Canton, even if you're not a football fan, it's well worth the trip to go see. It's a hugely impressive place. Also, a big domed building that kind of almost looks like a football helmet,
right.
In my estimation. But just to see all the artifacts and things that are there, they have all the Super Bowl rings.
Right.
Copies of all the Super Bowl rings and all those things there. Of course, they have a wonderful museum attached to it. A great souvenir shop if you're
right.
interested in that kind of thing. You can buy those, too.
Always love to go to the souvenir shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
My wife's a big souvenir shop person, too. James Garfield, born and raised in Mentor, Ohio, served as president, was assassinated in office. Succeeded by Chester Arthur, we mentioned earlier. His home and grounds is absolutely beautiful there. I forget how many acres is on that property, but the house is absolutely gorgeous. The museum is just as nice, wonderful, attached to the grounds there. Well worth stopping to see.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's up in Mentor near the lake, just be west of Cleveland. President Grant, Ulysses Grant, born and raised in Point Pleasant, spent most of his time in Illinois, but they do have his home preserved there, so you can tour the home. Of course, the Harrisons, both William Henry and Benjamin Harrison, have presidential sites located here in Ohio. Hayes, Rutherford B. Hayes, born in Delaware, but spent his life in Fremont, Ohio. practiced law in Fremont, actually practiced law in Cincinnati for a while. Ended up in Fremont after his one term as president. He moved back to Fremont and built his home there. It's called Spiegel Grove. It's a 30-acre property, completely fenced in. Great museum there. The house is preserved. It's a gorgeous home, 3-story home. Have you ever been?
Where is it at?
It's in Fremont.
No, I haven't been there too many times.
Just northeast of here.
Yeah, but I've been to Fremont before. And Findlay.
Yeah, great place. Great place to visit. He and his wife are both buried on the property, and his horse is buried right beside them.
Right.
There on the property. But it's a great place there. You can walk the grounds. A lot of people walk there every morning, do their walks. You know, instead mm-hmm. of a mall, they walk outside. But that's close by. And then, of course, William Howard Taft, born and raised in Cincinnati. You can tour his home presidential site in Cincinnati. So that touches on the presidential sites in Ohio.
It's a lot to see. Yes, it is.
Ohio is also the home of 2 national parks. One national park and 1 national forest.
Okay.
We have the... definity of having one of the least explored national forests in the country, and that is Wayne National Forest,
okay.
located in the southern part of Ohio. And it's actually in 2 or 3 different sections. The bulk of it is in Vinton County, but then there are 2 other smaller sections of it to the east of Vinton County, which I think part of it, it's in Muskingum County, and I forget where the other one, maybe Noble County. But it's a very large national forest. A lot of it has not been explored.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a small part of the Zaleski National Forest that's in that same general area. The Wayne National Forest is also known to be the home of Bigfoot.
A never-ending story, right?
A never-ending story. Logan in Hocking County just recently held the... Bigfoot Festival of Ohio. I think that's now a new festival that they're having down there now. And then up to the northeast of us, up along I-71, if you're heading up Cleveland way, if you look off to the east, when you're up near the Minton area, and that Medina area, you'll see the exits for the Cuyahoga Valley National Park.
Okay.
And Cuyahoga Valley National Park is absolutely gorgeous. There are a lot of walking trails there. The Cuyahoga River runs through the park.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually get on a train in Akron, and also I think you can pick it up in Independence, Ohio, and you can take a train tour of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. It'll run you, depending on where you get on, it'll run you south and then back north again
mm-hmm.
Where you got on. And there's also, it makes a couple of stops along the way where you can get off and do a little shopping. There's a little couple little villages along the way. You can do a little shopping, get back on the train, and ride on. And if I remember correctly, I've been on it a couple of times. I think you can either do a steam train or a diesel train. I think they have both of them available. And one of their big things, of course, is in the wintertime, they have the Santa Claus special.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take the kids on board, and Santa Claus will be there, and of course pass out candy canes and all that stuff. And you get to see the park in the wintertime. You can bicycle in that park as well. They have some great bicycling trails. You can hike. They have some really great hiking trails. And of course, the train tracks, a lot of the train track runs along the Cuyahoga River, so the scenery is absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful in the spring and summer, but also absolutely gorgeous in the fall when the leaves start to change.
Sounds like it. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's one thing about all the state parks in Ohio, and as we said, there's 56 of them. Most of them are located in areas where you're going to get the benefit of the changing seasons.
Yes, yes.
And that's just one of the high points of the state parks in Ohio, is the fact that we do have all those season changes, and you can see all those different things. There are so many more things that we're going to be able to talk about. We're going to carry this over to our October date.
Okay.
We picked an October date yet, do you remember?
Yeah,
but I think we're going to have to carry a lot of it over because I don't think we're going to get to cover hardly any of what I wanted to talk about today. But I'm going to start, since we got about 4 minutes left over, I'm going to start talking about some of the festivals that are going to be taking place. And this is why some of these festivals, a lot of people may never have heard of, but I've been to most of them, and really they're very enjoyable. one called the Barberton Mum Festival. Now, everybody puts out mums usually in the fall.
Yes, I have mine already.
And one of my favorite places to buy mums is over by Tire Kingdom. You know where Tire Kingdom is?
Yes.
Every year, a lady would bring down mums from up in the Marseilles area. Marseilles up in Wyandotte County, and they have a nursery up there. And it's always during Fair Week, which I think Fair Week is this week in Wyandotte County. It might be. Okay. Might be on right now. But it's always during Fair Week. And she would bring mums down to sell, and they were always huge and gorgeous mums. And she charged hardly anything.
Really?
She passed away a year ago, but her son came last year in her place. So okay. I'm looking for him to come after the fair's over.
Okay.
But check that out. You might even want to stop and take a look at their mums.
Yes.
But the Barberton Mum Festival is held every year. September 23rd and 24th is this year. Beautiful mums return to the Barberton area, Anna Park, for the annual Tree Weekend Festival, known for its more than 10,000 blooms. And they also will have different flowers besides mums, but that's what they primarily provide. Live entertainment is there, and this is up in the Barberton area, up in the northern part of the state, so if you're interested in that. Tip City, which would be over on the eastern part of the state of Ohio, also has a Mum Festival taking place the same weekend. That is just north of Dayton,
okay.
If you know where. It's pretty close to the Indiana border, but it's right in that area, just up 75.
Okay.
The 2023 Mum Festival is going to be held at the Tip City Library. 100 years of stories, highlighting the impact of the community. Other festivities will include a 5K run along the river there, a parade, and live music, which will take place in downtown Tip City. And again, that's coming up on the 23rd and 24th, which is, what, 2 weekends away, something like that?
Yes.
Of course,
not long.
No, it isn't. I went to this festival last year. My wife and I, we took Tom and Carolyn down to this one. This one, I think, if you get Channel 10 on your TV, they talk about Channel 10, and I think Jack has been on Channel 10 a couple of times. The Jack Pine Studio Glass Pumpkin Festival,
okay,
which is just off Route 33 before you get into Logan, over near Laurelville. You ever hear of the town of Laurelville?
Yes.
Jack Studios is located just outside of Laurelville, and he is known for his one-of-a-kind glass-blown pumpkins. Everything is done right there on site. He was originally a Laurelville boy, grew up in the Laurelville area. Have you ever heard of a glassware by the name of Gil Hooley? Gil Hooley's glassworks is oftentimes found down at Franklin Park Conservatory in Columbus. But anyway, he was worldwide known.
Wow.
He apprenticed with Gil Hooley, spent a lot of time out in California, Colorado, doing this type of work, crafting his work. Came back to Laurelville a few years ago and opened his own studio there. During this festival, they'll attract thousands of people over the weekend, September the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, same time as these mum festivals. A lot of this stuff coincides with each other, so I guess you have to pick which one you'd rather go to.
Right.
But Jack is fabulous. He can just do anything with blown glass. Absolutely wonderful.
It's a unique art.
It is a very unique art. And, of course, you can buy things that are crafted there. He also will have other craftspeople there on the grounds with their wares
for sale.
We are out
of time. We will not be able to finish
that. Be back next week or next month.
Yes, and we'll have to set a date because I don't see one there for the rest of the year, hopefully. But thank you once again, Fred Malone. Thank you for listening to A Voice of the People live here on WGH Talk. Till next time, be blessed. Enjoy your weekend. Don't forget the Popcorn Festival is going on in Marion, Ohio, and many festivities and a lot of food to eat will be going on here and some pretty nice entertainment. So enjoy your weekend and God bless.
You're listening to WWGH Radio. Listen for guests like legendary